all right, this guy seems to be guilty from everything we heard, all the testimony. Will he be tried again? Could be, but he's in his 80s. He's already been tried twice. That's happened before. People get tried twice all the time after there's a hung jury. That was what happened in his first case. Second time he was convicted. That's now been overturned. Are they going to go in for a third trial? I would be surprised. It has happened before, but it's just not something that you commonly see. And the idea that they're going to send a guy who's in his mid-80s back through a whole legal process, it could take 2 to 3 years. I'd be shocked if that happened.
The guy in question is Bill Cosby. Today, the highest court in the state of Pennsylvania threw out his sexual assault conviction, has opened the way for his immediate release from prison as of today. It is a stunning reversal of fortune for the comedian, the TV star, disgraced in all accounts. I mean, as Michael Kastner from NBC points out there, we're not talking about the fact that there wasn't evidence to suggest that he, in fact, spiked somebody's drink and sexually assaulted that woman. That is not why this got thrown out today. To help us unpack all of this, by the way, it's Ryan Doyle, Tamara Cherry with you here on The Rush, is Newstalk 1010's legal analyst, Boris Batinsky. Boris, great to have you on the show today.
Hey guys. A lot of story here. A lot to unpack.
Let's start off with, I think, the question that a lot of people are asking today, which is, why now? Bill Cosby's been in prison for 2 years, and now we're hearing about all sorts of, you know, deals with former prosecutors. He should never have been charged. There were too many women on the stand. There might have been some character assassination going on. Why is this all coming right now?
Well, the appeals process, and this is already a second appeal, by the way, which not many people realize, the appeals process simply just takes more time than we like to, you know, have in our media cycles or our social media cycles. When the trial ends and the trial goes on for a while, that there's a lot of conversation about it right after the fact. And then the appeals process takes over and the sort of story in the court of public opinion kind of dies down for a while. And at some point, the appeals court weighs in. In this particular case, there was already one earlier appeal that failed. And then Mr. Cosby continued the appellate process. Now we have a decision today that gets released by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that not only strikes down the convictions, but in fact prohibits further prosecution or re-prosecution. So, I mean, and I know in the intro you played a clip of wondering about whether this case will get re-prosecuted. The answer to that is emphatically no.
So, Boris, the biggest thing that stuck out for me reading the news stories that have just started coming out over the last hour is the fact that this deal was struck between Cosby and a previous prosecutor that if he gave testimony at the civil during the civil deposition, that he would not be tried criminally. So when I'm watching crime dramas and I see, you know, a guy being interviewed by a homicide investigator and he's told by the investigator, you know, you tell me what you know and I will protect you. I'm screaming at the TV, you better write that down on paper and get that signed because you're telling them all the evidence. How is there no evidence that this deal was on paper? Is that normal?
Well, apparently it was reduced to writing. I mean, that's I haven't seen it yet, but the little bits that are filtering out through today's decision seem to suggest that there was something in writing about that. But you're quite right, Tamara. I mean, anytime that there's a quid pro quo, then I think our system of justice, not just criminal justice system, but really our overall system of justice, really, as a matter of policy, should insist that those types of bargains be honored. And so in this particular case, there was a public interest. The DA at the time felt that there wasn't a strong likelihood that Mr. Cosby could be successfully prosecuted through the criminal trial process. However, he was being sued. And the DA at the time thought that if I can make this deal, if I can give him immunity from criminal prosecution in exchange for his willingness to participate in the deposition process in the civil trial, that may be in the public good. And so what happened in that particular case, Cosby agrees to take part in the deposition. He gives some wild evidence, which, of course, everybody hears about years after the fact in the criminal trial. Mm-hmm. And the civil case ends up being settled with a pretty large substantial financial settlement for the victim. So when you have that type of public interest and that type of decision that's made, with all due respect, this isn't This isn't the appeal court today saying that Bill Cosby did nothing wrong. This is the appeal court saying that Bill Cosby didn't get due process. Cosby made a deal, and we should honor that deal.
So how does that even happen, though? Because it seems very unfair to all these women who told their stories on the stand over and over again, for them to be picked apart by the defense team, for them to go through all of that when it seems pretty obvious from the beginning that it never should have happened, given that deal.
Right. But I don't think Mr. Cosby's to blame for that. So that's a decision.
No, and I'm not suggesting that. But does it surprise you that it would even get to this point? Or is that just how the criminal justice system works? And maybe that's why so many women are hesitant to come forward to begin with.
Well, I obviously, this is not an easy day for the victims of Mr. Cosby's wrongdoing. So I'm not going to suggest anything to the contrary. But having said that, if I would be saying anything to them directly, my message would be, look, there's nothing that happened here that in any way diminishes what you testified to. There's no message from the court that Mr. Cosby is factually innocent of anything. So, I mean, the difference is that he's not going to have more jail time to serve, but it doesn't in any way undermine what they've said in the court before. So, I mean, that may be somewhat more consolation to some than to others, but really, there's not much more I could say about that. But having said that, this is the price you pay for decisions that you make at the time. Mr. Cosby did try to rely on this prosecution's agreement not to prosecute him before his trial began. The judge at first instance declined to find favor with that argument and allowed the trial to proceed. The appellate court reviewed that decision and said the trial judge was wrong and he should not have been prosecuted, and we're going to put a halt to it. So, I mean, unfortunately, it does have undoubtedly some real impact on the victims, but there's nothing more that could be done, certainly nothing more that Mr. Cosby could have done.
We're speaking with News Talk 1010's legal analyst Boris Batinsky. Bill Cosby will be a free man likely by the end of the day today. One of the other things that was noted here, and I want to kind of maybe clarify this as to whether or not this was one of the reasons behind the decision or perhaps something that was just sitting in the background, was that there were a number of women that came forward with their testimony, five in total, that were in the same position as the woman who was making the accusations against Bill Cosby. And this judiciary said basically, listen, they went too far. They went from telling their story to character assassination. How much did that factor in, and how much is allowed in that kind of thing? Because that seems like a very weird line to me.
Very objective, very subjective.
Yes, it is. And it is a fine line. So to answer your question directly about this, the Cosby case, this is so late breaking. And I'm not even sure if the opinion of the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania has been released publicly yet. So I certainly haven't read it. And I can't say to what extent this played a role. But I can tell you that the one obvious takeaway by virtue of the decision banning further prosecution, it's clear that the primary basis of the decision today was on this agreement not to prosecute. So if there were other errors made, for example, evidence was admitted that shouldn't have been, the typical remedy is a new trial. It's not to ban re-prosecution, because if they say, look, the judge shouldn't have admitted this evidence, then the prosecution would normally have the opportunity to re-prosecute. Because they've taken that away, it's obvious that the key ground upon which today's decision was based was the procedural ground, the due process ground, and not one that related to the evidence. That may have been argued, and I'm sorry, I can't give you the immediate answer. Sure. I don't know what factor it played. It could have played a factor as well, but not the main factor.
That's what happens when, you know, breaking news is going on. We want to give you time to digest all of the information, and we know we're putting you on the spot with that. But Boris, we appreciate all of the insight you brought forward today. Thank you.
Thank
My pleasure.
You.